CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sake, look at the way you're sitting, all slumped down in the chair. Can't be very good for your back.
Oh, I'm comfortable. Anyhow, my back doesn't bother me these days.
Yes, but didn't the doctor say you should sit in a straight back chair?
Look, after working all day at the office, I'm not going to sit around in the evening in a straight back chair to read the paper.
Oh, I can't say I blame you. Actually, when I said that, I wasn't thinking so much of your back anyhow as I was of your chin.
My chin?
Sit up a minute. Honey, you are putting on weight.
Oh,
yes,
putting on weight.
Yes,
look,
sir.
I weigh the same year in and year out.
I thought it was the way you were sitting all slumped down, but it isn't at all. You're getting a little tiny double chin.
Double chin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pete, a double chin.
You are. Well, maybe not really a double chin, but there's a little tiny bulge that never used to be there. Well, stand up and look in the mirror over the mantelpiece. You better stop eating dessert.
Where? Where is my double chin?
Well, naturally, it isn't going to show if you stretch your neck up like an ostrich. Tip your head down. There, see what I mean?
Well, I mean, anybody's neck bulges when he holds his head this way.
All right, forget it. You're always saying I should tell you, you know.
I am going right upstairs this second and get on the scales and prove to you that I have not gained a single pound.
All right, dear. Upstairs, I wish you wouldn't yell like that, dear, and both the children are asleep. Haven't you ready for bed already? It's only 9:15.
You were right. I have gained weight.
Oh, don't look so tragic. You can't have gained that much. I only casually said I thought you looked a little heavier under your chin. I certainly didn't mean you were fat.
Came upstairs. I got on the scales. I couldn't believe my eyes.
You have to allow for clothes.
All right. So I took them off. I stripped. I am 10 pounds. 10 pounds more than my usual weight.
It couldn't be 10 pounds.
10 pounds more than I weighed when I was in college.
Why do you always go by what you weighed in college? You have certainly put on a little over the years since then, and I suppose gradually it's filled up. Anyhow, you always take off weight in the summer, so if you also go a little easier on desserts, dear, and
now, just checking,
butter.
Checking my belt. Look here, I am using a different notch than I used to. Look here, 2 whole notches heavier. Now, when did that happen? How come I didn't notice it? I'm even getting a stomach.
Oh, you can't tell in those baggy pajamas. But anyhow, I suppose you can always wear a girdle. I think they have them for men.
What?
Oh, I'm teasing. Now, you are not fat.
I am going on a diet. Where's that book that we got one time that lists the calories and everything?
I don't know. I'd have to look for it downstairs.
Well, then please look for it. Will you? We'll make a list of what I can eat. I'm going on a diet, and I'm going to stick to it.
Now, if you're going to reduce, it says you should start your weight reduction by taking 500 to 1,000 calories less per day than you have been averaging.
I don't know what I've been averaging.
Well, the first thing we better do is get some approximate total then. Now, let's take today. For breakfast, as I recall, you had orange juice, 2 fried eggs, 2 pork sausages. No, you had 3. Coffee with cream and sugar, 2 slices of toast with butter and strawberry jam. Now, let's see. Orange juice is 100 calories and 3/4 of a cup, and you had a big glass full.
According to the article in this magazine that you had, according to my height and the kind of work I do, I shouldn't have over 1,400 calories a day if I want to lose weight. That's what it says. Now, it seems to me an awful lot. I don't think I eat that much now.
You don't? Well, just a second till I get this figured up, dear.
You know, I'm not what you call a big eater at all. I'm not like a lot of men.
Pork sausages. Egg is 100 calories. Pork sausage, let's see.
You know, you should see what some of the guys eat for lunch every day. You know, I have a sandwich and coffee. Fred will have soup first and roast beef and mashed potatoes, a big piece of cake.
You had 1,450 calories for breakfast alone. You did.
Why, that's ridiculous. Oh, honey, honestly, you and your arithmetic.
Look, you pile on strawberry jam, and that alone is 100 calories for 1.5 tablespoons. I don't need to be a mathematician to read what it says right here, dear. Pork sausage, one that is 3.5 inches long, is 75 calories. Oh, and you had 3. I only figured 2. So that's even more. Add 75 calories more to that. That's 1,525 calories for breakfast you had.
200 calories for a glass of milk?
Yeah, right here. Here it is under milk. Whole milk. 5/8 of a cup. 5/8 of a cup. And you had one of those enormous glasses full, so I'm even giving you the benefit of the doubt a bit here, too.
Well,
what did you have for lunch now? Let's get that all figured out.
Lunch? Today,
don't
well...
Don't try to kid us. That's just what it's trying
well,
to figure out.
Well, all right. Wouldn't you know it? Of course, today I had the assorted hot seafood platter.
All fried in deep fat, no doubt.
Yes, I suppose. And, of course, I had those sticky cinnamon rolls. Then I got talked into having a piece of southern pecan pie topped with whipped cream.
Do you mean to tell me you businessmen eat things like that for lunch? You had two big dinners a day? I fuss and fuss and try to give you a nice dinner when you get home, and all the time you're
well,
eating yourself.
Look, you do the same thing for
people. Really?
You go to these bridge luncheons, and I hear you talking about cream crab meat and lobster and coconut cakes and banana cream pie. And...
But I can still get into my wedding dress, dear.
Can you? Are you so sure, sweetheart? Seems to me there's just a little bit more of you to put my arms around these days.
You get out the camera, Smarty. I want proof of this for posterity. I know exactly where it is in the attic, and I will be down in 10 minutes in my wedding dress, fatty.
Okay. Skinny, seeing is believing. Darling, I am telling you, it cannot be done now. You want me to rip the dress?
So there must be something wrong with the zipper. Maybe it's rusted or something.
Darling, the zipper is not rusted. The zipper works fine, but it pulls up just so far.
My wedding dress fit tight when I first wore it. It's supposed to fit tight. I had to hold my breath then to get it zipped up. Now, please, try it again and pull.
Honey, you might as well let your breath out. It's just no use. No zipper's going to bridge a gap of 3 inches.
3 inches?
At least 3 inches. I'm sorry. Turn around. Hey, look in the mirror yourself.
I must say this is the first time I ever heard of a dress shrinking just lying in a box. Oh, how do the pounds sneak up on you like this?
I don't know, darling, but they sure do. Well, madam, are you going to join me in going on a diet?
Join you? I'm not going to eat a thing. Grapefruit and coffee 3 times a day, and that is all. Myra dieted. She just ate celery, I think.
Now, there, boy, if that isn't typical of a woman. Right away, you want to starve yourself and get sick.
Mm.
Now, look, we're not going on any crazy diet. We're going to watch the calories. We're going to diet, and we're going to stick to it.
And no cheating.
No cheating. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I just made a cake today. Shame to waste it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, look. Before we starve to death, we'll start our diet tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, tomorrow.
Boy, do I love chocolate
it's
cake.
Silly to waste.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, please.